PowerPoint. Thank you. Okay.
我什么时候呢？几年前吧。反正我大学的时候，有一次在温哥华的时候去参加一个退休会。
A couple some years ago when I was still in college, I attended a retreat when I was in Vancouver.
然后在退休会当中小组分享的时候呢，就有一个姐妹就说，她以前曾经得到一个隐疾。
At the retreat, we actually had a sharing discussion, and one of the sisters there mentioned that she had unmentionable disease before.
那她讲这个隐疾的时候，因为她是一个护理学生，所以她说她在那个时段她是就是坐着轮椅去帮病人去照顾病人，所以病人都觉得她很奇怪。
At that time, that sister was actually a nursing student, so she actually was in wheelchairs and went out to the bed and attend the patients, and the patients were just think she's a little bit different because she was in wheelchairs while attending other people.
然后她在分享的时候呢，另外一个小组员就问说，哎，那个隐疾是什么？
And then, while she was in the middle of sharing, someone else in the group actually asked her, so what was your private health concern?
哦，我们就跟你讲是隐疾了，你还问。
And then we were just like, well, I told you it's private, and then you're still asking me this.
然后他就说，哦，不是啦，我不晓得那个隐疾两个字是什么意思。
And then the other sister who asked was just explaining that, well, actually I was just not understanding the words, what does private health concern mean?
是什么意思？隐疾就是一个带来羞耻的病，是不是呢？
Well, if I tell you today the true meaning of it, it's an unmentionable disease that can actually bring you shame when you talk about it.
隐疾的可怕就是因为你不想告诉别人。
The fear of this disease is that you don't want to tell others.
甚至有些人是不敢去找医生。
Some people might even have the fear so great that they don't even go to doctors.
因为它是带来羞耻的一个问题。
Because this disease that they are carrying actually bring them shame.
有点像古代的麻风病。
Very similar to leprosy back in the old times.
得到了这个病，不止身体有缺陷，好像你整个人都有了缺陷。
So when you get leprosy back in the days, it's not just that your physical body is defective. It's more like your soul or your mental stage is all, they're all defective.
对，就包括你的思想、人格跟灵魂，人家都整个觉得你就是不洁净的了。
Including your thoughts and your character as well.
德蕾莎修女说过，没有人愿意让别人知道他们患了麻风病。
Mother Teresa once said that if you're a leprosy patient, you don't want anyone to know about your disease.
而现代社会有一种麻风病叫做孤单。
But nowadays in our modern society, there's a leprosy called loneliness.
孤单跟麻风病有个相同的地方。
Actually, loneliness and leprosy share one common ground.
如果别人知道你生病，得了白血病，会可怜你。
If you have, let's say, leukemia, people will show sympathy towards you.
也许还会觉得你对抗疾病很有勇气。
They might even commend you for having the courage to fight against it.
可是如果别人知道你没有知心朋友，常常觉得很孤单。
But if you know that you actually feel lonely all the time, you don't have close friends.
没有人跟你一起分享心事。
You have no one to share your life with.
别人好像会觉得你很逊。
They will probably think you suck.
好像孤单是你的错一样。
Because it kind of feels like it's your own fault.
所以孤单就成了一个隐疾。
So that becomes the private health concern that we're talking about here.
一个很多人有，可是没有人敢承认的事。
Which is common nowadays among us, but no one dares to admit it.
而且孤单是一个善于乔装打扮的易容者。
And loneliness sometimes is like someone who's really good at dressing up and pretending.
你不一定看得出来谁孤单。
And you can't really tell who's lonely or not.
因为有的孤单是一个人，有的人孤单却是好像很多朋友的样子。
For some people, they just go by themselves. They're always alone all the time. But for others, they have a lot of friends among themselves.
但是孤单是一种心理的状态。
Loneliness is more like a mental stage.
没有人可以分享内心的软弱跟挣扎。
That you don't have anyone to share your struggles with.
但是同时呢，他可以跟朋友玩得很开心，回到家里面再自己一个人感到很孤单。
You can have a lot of friends with you and go play with them, but once you come home, you can still have the loneliness in your heart.
有个调查说，美国有 90% 的男性缺乏知心朋友。
There was a survey done years ago, and the result was that 90% of the male today in America claimed that they were in lack of close friends.
当然，可能女性也是差不多的。为什么那么多人孤单呢
？And I'm sure it's the same deal with women too. But why on earth there are so many people who feel lonely?
有一个 Illinois 的牧师叫做 John Orberg.
There's a pastor in Illinois. His name is John Orberg.
他写过一本书叫做 Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them.
He wrote a book called Everybody's Normal to get to know them.
意思就是说，只要你跟人保持距离，那每个人都很好相处。
Which means as long as you keep your distance from other people, then it's easy to get along with others.
但是只要我们彼此靠近，就会彼此伤害。
But once we get close to each other, it gets easier to hurt each other.
就会看出对方的问题，或者被对方看到自己的问题。
It will be easy for us to see other people's problems and our problems be seen as well.
就是因为这样，所以很多人宁可跟人保持距离，不要深交，大家各过各的。
Because of that reason, many people choose to remain that distance. They choose not to be in close relationships and live on their own life.
有的人也许很希望跟人家深交，可是别人不愿意接纳他。
For some, they actually really want to be in close relationships with others.But others don't welcome them, so it be.
John Ortberg 牧师说，我们都像刺猬，有很多的刺。
Pastor John Ortberg also mentioned that we were just like porcupines.
如果我们想
we have a lot of thorns.
如果想聚在一起，就会彼此刺伤。
If we want to get close to each other, our thorns will hurt each other.
可是我们又是如此渴望真实的自己能够被接纳。
But at the same time, we were so longing to be accepted for who we are.
一方面渴望被接纳，一方面怕受伤。
On one hand, we hope to be accepted. On the other hand, we're afraid that we'll get hurt.
另外一方面，有时候又没有办法接纳别人。
And also sometimes you might not even accept other people.
这就是我们的困境。
That's our dilemma.
所以很多基督徒虽然上教会，但是并没有所谓的团契生活。
That's why a lot of Christians go to church, but it doesn't mean that they have actual fellowship.
因为我们学会在情绪跟话语上面保持距离。
Because we learn to keep a distance in our emotion well-being and also in our words.
说些无关痛痒的话，聊聊大家都能够接受的事情。
We talk about things that don't really matter, and we talk about things that seem to be okay with everyone.
可以讨论圣经，但是别人有什么问题，我不管。
We can talk about the Bible, but I'm going to leave my hands off from other people's matters.
最好别人也不要管我的事。
And it would be nice if other people don't come into my business as well.
神懂我就好。
As long as God understands me.
大家有没有听过一个说法，就是说我们每个人心中都有一个神的形状的空洞。
I don't know if you ever heard saying that in every human heart there's called God-shaped void.
就好像这个小孩子的玩具一样
Just like the toy that you see on the slide
一定要那个形状的东西才能够满足这个洞
For that hole that you have to fill it requires a certain shape
而我们每个人心中都有一个空洞是只有神能够满足的
And there is one hole in our heart that's God-shaped
那其实John Ortberg 牧师说呢我们心里面也有一个人形虚线是只有人能够满足
And actually this Pastor John he also mentioned that there's a human shaped void in our heart too
他说因为神造了人之后一切都很美好造了亚当之后一切都很美好
Everything was very nice when God finished his creation finished making Adam
他看一切他造的大自然跟植物动物树木还有亚当一切都是好的
When God looked at the nature He created, when He looked at Adam, everything was good.
而且亚当跟神那个时候在一个没有罪的、没有堕落的环境里面，神跟人的关系肯定也是完美的。
And the relationship between Adam and God was perfect too, because sin was not inside of the sin was not part of the scene.
只有一件事不好，就是那人独居不好。
There's only one thing that's not good, and that's Adam living alone.
所以神造另外一个人。
So God made Eve.
人际关系的重要，就连神都不能代替。
So you can see here that human relations are very important, and it cannot be replaced by God.
神希望我们彼此依靠，这就是所谓的 interdependence.
God wants us to rely on each other, and that's the so-called interdependence.
在加拉太书六章二节里面说，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
In Galatians, it says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ."
这一句短短诫命里面包含了多少含义？
How much does it contain within this short commandment?
怎样才能互相担当重担?
How can we carry on each other's burden?
这表示弟兄姐妹中间不能只是泛泛之交。
This means that brothers and sisters, we cannot just be acquaintances to each other.
我们都需要跟人有亲密的友情，需要彼此坦诚、依靠、交心。
We need to have close friendships with others, and we need to be sincere, we need to give out our hearts, and then we have to rely on each other.
只有当我们彼此坦诚、依靠、交心的时候，我们才能够担彼此的重担。
Only when we can actually be sincere, give our hearts out, and be independent, then we can carry on each other's burden.
因为你不会把你心里真正的重担告诉你不相信的人。
Because you won't really tell your struggles to someone that you don't trust.
可是好像我们都有很多的阻碍，很多的路障在我们前面。 阻碍我们跟彼此发展出真正的亲密的友谊。
But there seem to be quite a few roadblocks out there that stop us from forming close relationships with other people.
有几件事情可能阻碍我们彼此的坦诚。
There are a couple of things that might stop us from being sincere, being able to give our heart, and to actually be independent.
第一件事情可能我们不想要跟别人暴露自己的软弱。
The first one is we don't want to expose our weaknesses to others.
在马可福音第二章里面记载了有一次耶稣在一个人家里面讲道的时候，来了四个人把屋顶拆了。
In Mark chapter 2, there is this storytelling saying when Jesus was preaching at one place, four people came over and took off the roof.
他们为什么要把屋顶拆了呢？因为他们有个朋友是瘸腿的。
Why do they want to take off the roof? Because they have a friend who is paralyzed.
那他们想要耶稣医治他，可是因为整个屋子挤满了人，他们没有办法从入口正常的走到耶稣那边去，所以只好把屋顶拆了，把人带床连那个从屋顶上垂下来。
But the place where Jesus was filled up with people, so they couldn't get into it by the normal entrance. They can only take up the roof and have the bed lifted down to where Jesus was, so that Jesus can actually see the patient and heal him.
所以 Orberg 牧师说，就某方面来说，整个故事的发展关键在于摊子的这四个朋友。
Pastor Orberg actually said that to some degree.Key to the development of this story is about those four friends.
没有这群朋友，他绝对无法来到耶稣面前。
Without his friends, this paralyzed man won't even be able to go to meet Jesus.
绝对无法痊愈，也绝对无法得到赦免。
He would not be healed or be forgiven.
这所有的一切都是因为他在几年前做了一个很明智的抉择，就是交了一群很棒的朋友。
All this could be done was because he made a really good choice years ago. He made friends with these four awesome people.
Orberg 牧师说，这个褥子就是他躺的这个底下这个床哈，褥子代表我们每个人的软弱。
Pastor Orberg said the mat that this paralyzed person is sleeping on represents weaknesses of us.
是我们不希望别人看到的东西。
It's about something that we don't want other people to see.
这个摊子坦然把他的褥子交给他的朋友们，因为他跟他们有这么好的关系。
This paralyzed man gave this mat to his friends because he had very close relationships with them.
但是 Orberg 牧师说
，However, Pastor Orberg went on saying,
他说有些人穷一生之力致力于褥子管理，他们佯装自己没有褥子。表现得如此健康强壮，周遭人都认定他们去哪儿都不成问题。他们能够看到别人的褥子，甚至有辨识他人褥子的属灵恩赐，但绝对不会展现出他们自己的褥子。他们首要的目标是在别人面前隐藏自己的破碎。如果这是你，你可能相当善于隐藏自己的褥子，或许你能骗过所有人，证明自己够强健有能力，但是你却无法有好的群体生活。
The English version is on the slide.Sometimes people spend their whole lives doing mat management. They pretend they don't have a mat. They appear to be so healthy and strong that the people around them assume they could walk anywhere they want to. They can see other people's mats, maybe even have the spiritual gift of mat identification for others, but never reveal their own. Their primary goal is to hide their brokenness from others' eyes. If this is you, you may get quite good at hiding your mat.You may convince everybody of your strength and competence, but you will not live in community.
我们每个人都需要回答一个问题。
Every one of us will have to answer one question.
必要的时候，谁会帮我抬褥子？
When necessary, who will be the one helping you with your mat?
我会向谁显示出我的软弱与挣扎？
Who will be the one that you are going to exemplify your weaknesses and struggles?
会向谁？会让谁看到我的软弱？
Who am I going to show my brokenness to?
有没有至少一两个这样子的人？
Do I have at least one or two of those friends?
在教会里面，我们或许更想要隐藏自己的弱点、罪或者不光彩的过去。
At church here, we might even have a bigger desire to hide our past and to hide our sins.
因为其他人看起来好像都没有问题的样子。
Because everyone else looks so perfect.
我们会不会想，如果我暴露我的弱点，人家一定都不接受我的？
We might probably be thinking, if I show my brokenness, if I show my sin, people might not accept me.
我的形象会在别人的心中乒铃乓啷的粉碎。
My impression given to others might crash.
但是教会应该是一个恩典的地方。
But church is supposed to be a place full of grace.
基督是教会的头，而基督是给予恩典的神。
Christ is the head of the church, and he's the God who gives grace to his people.
基督饶恕我们的软弱，跟所有不光彩的过去。
He forgives our past and He forgives our weakness.
同样，我们看见别人的软弱，要像耶稣接纳他们一样的接纳他们。
That's why when see other people who show their weakness, we should just accept them like how Christ did.
理由很简单，因为我们也同样希望我们可以被接纳。
The reason is easy because we want to be accepted the way they want to.
彼得前书三章八节说，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Finally, all of you be kind-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate.
体恤和存慈怜谦卑的心就是恩典。
Be sympathetic and loving one another is actually grace.
就是我知道你的软弱，你的过去，但是我不会定你的罪，我会接纳你。
It means I know your brokenness, I know your past, but I will not judge you and I still accept you.
我不会从此看扁你，认为你就是怎么样的人。
I will not look down on you and make my judgment that you are that kind of person.
你在我心中没有改变，还是我的朋友。
You are not going to change in my heart and I will still consider you as a friend.
OK, 这是刚刚讲的全部都是路障一，就是不想要暴露自己的弱点。
So that was the first roadblock that I talked about, someone who might not want to show their brokenness.
第二个路障就是影响到我们去跟别人发展出亲密的友谊的呢，就是有可能呢你曾经受过伤。
The other roadblock that I'm going to talk about is the hurt that you had in the past.
另外一个阻碍我们彼此坦诚依靠交心的事情，就是受过伤以后，或者我们得罪别人以后，不开心的事情发生了以后，我们就选择保持距离以测安全。
For this roadblock, sometimes you might choose to stay in a distance from other people so that we can be safe, especially after something negative happened, or we offended someone, or someone hurted us.
因为这样最简单。
Because that's the easiest.
上个礼拜我跟一个姐妹聊天说，我刚开始用一把锋利的刀切菜。
Last week I had a conversation with a sister. I told her that I started using a really sharp knife.
结果切到手了。
And accidentally, I cut myself.
我就说以后我还是用钝的刀切菜好了。
So I told her maybe next time I should just use a knife that's not that sharp.
结果另外一个弟兄经过我旁边的时候就说，那我出过车祸，难道以后都不要再开车了吗？
Another brother passed me and he actually overheard me and then answered. So does that say that if I had car accident before then I should never start driving again?
这叫做因噎废食。
This is just like you don't eat because you're afraid of choking.
因噎废食是不对的道理，我们都知道。
And we all know it's wrong that you choose not to eat because you're afraid of choking.
可是有关人际关系的事情，我们时常因噎废食。
But you know what? This applies in our human relationships too.
就是说，在相处上碰到困难了，那算了吧，大家保持距离以测安全。
When we encounter difficulties when we're in relationships with people, we might say, "Okay, then that's it. Let's keep our distance."
这是一个很可笑的想法。
This is very absurd.
因为吃东西会噎到，喝水会呛到，吃烧饼会掉芝麻。
We all know that you have the risk of choking when you eat, or you can choke when you drink water as well. When you eat crackers, you have crumbs coming out.
很好翻译。这些我们都知道，但是没有人会因此再也不吃东西、喝水或者吃烧饼。
But you're not going to stop eating or drinking or stop your cracker eating because of all this fear of choking.
同样的，跟不完美的人相处就会互相伤害。
Similarly, if you are actually in relationships with people who are not perfect, you will experience hurt.
如果遇到冲突就跟人家保持距离，那我们就没有办法跟任何人走到亲密的主内肢体互相信任、互相帮助、互相饶恕的关系里面。
If you choose to stay away or keep a distance from other people just because of a conflict that you encountered, then you will never be able to get into a point of closeness with other people or to trust each other in this body of Christ and help each other and forgive each other.
既然冲突是难免的，重要的是在不愉快发生过之后可以彼此原谅，然后忘记过去，一起向前走。
If conflict is unavoidable, what's most important is actually learning how to forgive after conflict happens.And forgive and move forward.
圣经里面耶稣说要饶恕人七十个七次。
In the Bible, Jesus said that you have to forgive people 70 times, 7 times.
欧尔贝克牧师认为，耶稣之所以说要饶恕那么多次，有两个原因。
Pastor Albert mentioned that the reason why Jesus mentioned that you have to forgive for that many times, there are two reasons.
第一个就是七这个数字代表完全永无止境。
First of all, the number seven represents completeness, unending.
还有另外一个原因， 就是他说因为我们都是刺猬。
The other reason is that because we were all porcupines.
都会常常刺到对方。
We will always hurt each other by our own thorns.
饶恕仿佛呼吸。
To forgive is just like to breathe.
如果每次呼吸都要细数，你会疯掉。
If you have to count every breath that you take, you're going nuts. You will go nuts.
即使七十个七次也只是个暖身而已。
Even to forgive someone 70 times, 7 times, it's just a warm up.
饶恕必须成为一种生活方式。
Forgiveness is supposed to be a way of living.
所以饶恕的真意就是英文讲里面有一个非常好的一句话，就是 forgive and forget. Forgive and forget.
So the true meaning of forgiveness is actually about forgiving and forgetting.
如果一直去回想人家犯过的错，或是人家得罪我们的地方。那没有办法真正的饶恕。
If we keep thinking about the wrongdoings other people had in the past, then you're not forgiving.
如果你会发现你跟人的关系一直回想人家过去过错的话，会过不了一个关卡。
You will encounter a bottleneck that you will never be able to go past it if you keep thinking about someone's fault in the past.
没有办法变得亲近。
You will not be able to get close to that person.
因为在变得亲近以前，我们就已经得罪对方了。
Because we already offended each other before we actually become close.
这是一定的。
That's for sure.
肯定会发生。
And it's going to happen 100%.
但是我们不要因此放弃跟别人亲密交通的机会。
But we should never give up the chance to form up close relationships with others because of this.
向主内肢体表达自己软弱的机会。
We should not give up this chance.To express our brokenness to other brothers and sisters.
还有接纳弟兄姐妹缺陷的机会。
And we should never give up the chance to accept our brothers and sisters' flaws.
哥罗西书三章十二到十三节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
In the book of Colossians.Chapter 3, verse 12 through verse 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all this, virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
主怎样饶恕我们
？How did God forgive us？
就是东离西有多远，神让我们的罪离我们也有多远。
It's just as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
也就是说，不再把我们的罪跟人连在一起了。
Which means He no longer associates our sins with ourselves.
第三个路障。
The third roadblock.
跟我们没有办法跟别人啊。形成这个亲密的关系，有可能是我们就是没有办法接纳别人的软弱。
The third law is actually might be sometimes we are having trouble accepting other people's weakness.
行淫的妇人被带到耶稣脚前的时候
，When that woman who committed adultery was brought over to Jesus，
很多围观的人手上已经拿好石头，准备把她打死。
Many people in the crowd already had those little rocks in their hands.
欧北牧师说到，今天教会里面很多人口袋里面也带着石头。
Pastor Orbert mentioned that actually in today's churches, many of us comes with a pocket with rocks in it.
准备随时在别人做错的时候砸过去。
And we are ready to throw our rocks at other people whenever they make a mistake.
而因此造成没有人敢讲出自己的软弱。
And that's why a lot of times people are afraid to talk about their weakness.
因为他们知道别人口袋里的石头会全部飞出来。
Because they know the rocks in their pockets are going to fly out at them.
有人已经准备好要定别人的罪。
Because people are already...Getting ready to judge other people,
借此给自己一份优越感
so that they can achieve the superior feeling.
就像那个法利赛人说，感谢主，我不像这个罪人。
Just like how the Pharisee in the Bible said that, thank Lord that I'm not a sinner like that.
能不能接纳一个人，其实看你怎么看他的缺点。
Whether to accept a person or not really depends on how you view on their flaws.
看一个人的缺点可以有两种观点。
There are two ways looking at someone's defect.
第一当作他是故意的，是他选择犯罪，当作他有恶意。
One way he did it on purpose, he chose to sin, so we see him as someone with wrongful intentions.
当我们这样看一个人的缺点的时候，我们会比较严格，不能够接受或者选择跟他保持距离。
When we see someone within that angle, we will be very strict and we won't really be able to accept that, and we'll keep our distance from that person.
或者 看一个人的缺点也可以当作是那个人的软弱。
But there's another way to look at it, and it's to see their flaws as their weaknesses.
就是承认有些事他力不能及。
Admitting that there are some things the person is just not good at.
比如说，一个人跑步慢，你不会因此讨厌他吧？
For example, you're not going, are you going to hate someone who's a slow runner?
你不会因此讨厌他，因为你知道他就是没有办法，他的体力就是这样，跑步是他的软弱。
You're not going to hate that person because you know he just cannot run fast. He doesn't have that much stamina.
一个人数学不好，你也不会讨厌他吧
？You're not going to hate someone who's really bad at math, right?
但是人的软弱有很多种。
But there are different kinds of weaknesses.
我们对身体的软弱很能体贴。
We tend to show a lot of sympathy and consideration when it comes to physical weakness.
但是对一个人心理的软弱倒是大加讨伐。
But we might become so judgmental when it comes to weaknesses in our hearts.
一个人脾气不好，你可以想说是他的软弱。
You can say someone who has a bad temper that it's his weakness.
一个人因为没自信而假装自大是他的软弱。
Someone might be very arrogant because they don't have self-confidence, and you can say that's a weakness.
一个人态度悲观消极是他的软弱。
Someone might be a passive thinker, and that might be his weakness.
一个人不善言辞是他的软弱。
Or someone who is not very good with words, that might be his weakness as well.
一个人讲话太直是他的软弱。
Someone might be too straightforward when it comes to communication.
一个人自我中心是他的软弱。
Someone might be very self-centered.
一个人对别人要求太严格也是他的软弱。
Someone just might be too strict with other people.
也许这些软弱来自习惯，来自原生家庭。
Maybe these weaknesses come from our day-to-day habits, or they might come from the family culture that we were brought up.
也许来自我们还没有被对付的罪性。
And they can also come from the sinful nature that has not been tackled yet.
总之是一个人的长成。
All in all, it's just part of that person.
但是谁没有需要被对付的罪性呢？
Who doesn't have a sinful nature that we don't have to deal with?
每个人都有的。
We all have that.
所以我们需要用另外一种眼光来看人的缺点。
That's why sometimes we have to look at other people's flaws in a different angle.
他就是这样，我还是接纳他。
Yes, he's like that, but I still accept him.
他还是我的朋友，还是主内的弟兄姐妹。
He's still my friend, and he's still a dear brother to me.
因为我知道我自己也有很多软弱。
Because I do know that for myself, I have a lot of weaknesses as well.
需要别人体贴我，接纳我，给我恩典。
I need people to accept me and give me grace.
我希望教会是一个恩典的地方。
I really hope that church is a place full of grace.
是一个我可以照我原本的样子被接纳的地方。
I hope this is a place that where will accept me as who I am.
是个有人会鼓励我陪我一起成长的地方。
A place where people will encourage me and will be willing to grow up with me.
所以我也要把这样子的恩典给别人。
That's why I want to show the same kind of grace to other people.
有一个基督徒跟他的非基督徒的朋友传福音。
There was one time this Christian was trying to share the gospel with his friend.
其实传了很久，对方总是不接受。
He has been doing that for a very long time, but his friend just said, "Oh no."
那他就说对方就说基督徒是假冒伪善。
His friends said that Christians are hypocrites.
有一次呢，他们一起看电视。
One time they were watching a TV show.
新闻报道呢，就说有一个大教会的知名牧师被发现跟女会友发生外遇。
And the news forecast came up all of a sudden, and he was talking about this famous pastor from a mega church, how he was having an affair with the lady at the congregation.
很多人出来指责他。
Many people were out there pointing their fingers at that pastor.
这个时候，这个基督徒心想：惨了，他本来就对基督徒印象不好，现在这个知名牧师搞出这个事，他一定更觉得基督徒假冒伪善。
So the Christian was very nervous, and he was thinking himself that, "Oh no, my friend is already having this pre-impression that everybody was a hypocrite as a Christian, and now this famous pastor just got this all news everywhere. I'm sure my friend is going to think that we're even more hypocritical than ever."
所以他就跟这个朋友说 "You know, we're not all like that."
Then he told his friend that we're not like that.
不是所有基督徒都像这个牧师。
Not all Christians are like this pastor.
结果这个非基督徒的朋友就说我说假冒伪善的是指责这个牧师的基督徒。
And then the non-Christian friend actually responded saying by saying hypocrites, I'm not talking about this pastor. I'm talking about all those Christians who stood up and pointed their fingers to the pastor. Talking about those Christians.
你不是说神是愿意原谅人的吗？
Didn't you tell me before that Jesus, the Lord, is very willing to forgive people.
为什么这些基督徒不原谅他，鼓励他改过，支持他重新站起来呢？
Then why don't the other Christians choose to forgive this pastor and encourage them to start over and to stand up again?
约翰一书四章七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，而且认识神。
First John chapter 4, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
Orberg 牧师说，一个孤单的人无论怎么成功都会抱憾而终。
Pastor Orberg said that no matter how successful you are, as long as you are a very lonely person, you will always die with regret.
那些功成名就、有大量财富、有一箩筐的商业伙伴，却没有交心朋友的人，到了晚年一定会觉得人生很空虚。
No matter how successful you are, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter how well networked you are, if you don't have close friends, once you reach the later years in your life, you will always have the emptiness in your heart.
反之，人际关系很成功、顾家、善于付出并且接受关怀的人，没有人的生活是悲惨的。不管他的其他部分，学业、事业、财富是否出色。
However, for those who are very good with people relations, and those who are very willing to sacrifice, who are willing to show care and to accept the care from others, this kind of people, their life will never end up miserably, no matter whether they're good with their studies, their career, or whether they're wealthy or not.
我们都知道，我们常常讲说，学生时代的朋友最珍贵。
And we all know that the friends that we make when we're still in school, they are the real precious ones.
为什么呢？因为后面进社会之后，交到的朋友很难交心。
Why? Because once you start working, once you get into the society, it's hard to actually make friends with someone that you're willing to share your heart with.
但是因为在社会上是有利害关系，人都要保护自己。
We know there is conflict of interest when we were in workplaces and everything.
但是教会里面也是一个可以交到知心朋友的地方。
But you know what? At church, this is also a place where you can make friends that you can share your hearts with.
因为教会虽然是一群罪人所组成的，但却也是被神的爱得着的罪人。
Although church is formed by a group of sinners, we all know that this is a group of sinners paired with tremendous love from God.
约翰一书四章十二节，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
今天是一个月的第一个礼拜天。
Today is the first Sunday of the month.
所以我们要领主餐。
So we have to have communion.
圣餐的意义原本在犹太人那边，他们是逾越节的晚餐。
It's actually the Passover supper at the beginning when it was recorded in the history.
在耶稣降生之前，犹太人吃这个逾越节的晚餐是为了要纪念他们原本在埃及做奴隶，然后神把他们拯救出来。
At the beginning, they were doing this because they want to keep in memory of the history significance of the event.
那是这样。以色列人在埃及做奴隶做了400年，非常悲惨。
The Jewish people were in slavery for 400 years.
所以当他们出来的时候，神让他们吃这个逾越节的晚餐，是为了要纪念他们得救的事情。
So when they first started having this Passover dinner, it was more like a remembrance of their being freed from slavery.
在耶稣吃这个上十字架之前吃这个逾越节晚餐的时候，耶稣就给了这个新的意义。
But when Jesus had the Last Supper, he redefined the whole meaning of communion.
他跟他的门徒说，你们如此行为的是纪念我。
You are doing this because you are doing this in remembrance of me.
其实我们也好是像那些以色列人一样，就是我们从过去的罪的辖制里面被神拯救出来。
And we were just like those Jewish people. We were saved from our sins by God.
我们也都有我们的埃及。我们都有我们的埃及。
We all have the Egypt in our, we all have the Egypt in our lives.
就是我们的老我。
And that's our old selves.
但是耶稣在十字架上面的死，给了我们一个新的身份，就是我们是神的子民。
But Jesus' death on the cross gave us a new identity, and that identity tells us that we are children of Him.
所以现在我们就要来记得耶稣为我们死，所以我们可以现在有这样子的生活跟自由。
So we are doing this to remember that Jesus did this for us. That's why we have the freedom we have today.
请四位执事帮忙圣餐的执事。
And let's have all the deacons come up.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
Corinthians 11, chapter 11.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and said.This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
请摩西弟兄为饼祷告。
And let's have Moses pray for the bread.
我们主，我们感谢你，主你爱我们的缘，你爱我们不是因为我们是完美，主因为我们都是软弱，都是亏欠。很多啊，感谢你，因为在我们还做罪的时候，你是为我们死，你爱的在心上。我们感谢你，今天我们拿到主的恩典，你受主的祭日饼的时候，而且提醒我们说，主啊，我们是你重价收买所回来的，让我们的生命属你，让我们真的有你自己的性情。主，求你到我们身上边，透过我们领受主的祭日饼，在我们的生命里头做改变的工作，好叫我们真的可以活出主的自己的形象。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 拿到这个饼之后，请大家先互相等待。
Please wait for each other, and then we'll receive the bread together.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主，或者是你不太了解这个意义，那就请你可以观礼。
If you have not yet made a decision, or if you are not familiar with the communion, we invite you to observe.
感谢神原谅我们的软弱。
Let's give thanks for God forgive our brokenness.
饭后也照样拿起杯来，耶稣说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
This cup, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying.This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.
请 Tim 弟兄为杯祷告。
Father, thank you for your blood, that you have shown the grace to permeate our lives, that because of the grace that we can step before you and come before you and worship you, to share your cup and share your bread. And Father, Lord, I pray that you give us that grace, and we may give the grace to other people among our brothers and also to this world.Lord, I pray that we be the light of the soul that is in the world. Pray in your name.
Amen. Amen. 我们预备好了就一起记得，这是耶稣为我们所流的血。
Remember, this is the blood Jesus shed for us.
感谢主为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Thank the Lord for He died on that cross for our sins.
我们一起领受。
Let's receive it together.
好，请大家杯子记得等一下拿去丢掉，不要放在。
And please remember to throw away your cups later.
我们来唱回应诗歌。
And let's sing the response hymn.
请大家。
Please rise up.
主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们众人同在。 May the grace of our Lord, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us. Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
好，那大家就
为午餐祷告，然后默祷三回。
We'll have a moment of quietness and then you'll be dismissed.